But so we have a question. Talk about rewards. Lots of food only rewards and don't know what else to do. So we came up with a list. Number one is always going to be thinking rewards. A lot of you do not reward yourself enough with good thinking. Like, you will sit and you will think about what a shitty day it was, how tired you are of your kids, how you wish you didn't have to do this. Like, you allow yourself a lot of thinking that's not rewarding. The more you up the ante on your thinking on it being rewarding, the better you get to feel. It starts to feel like your life and things that you do start to become rewards to you. Number two, read. Now, I'm going to read this off, and a lot of you are going to have shitty thinking about it. So if I tell you something and it doesn't feel like it would be a reward, ask yourself, what thought do I have about it? Like, for me, very often, like, when I want to just read smut or, you know, conspiracy theory books, sometimes it doesn't feel rewarding because I'm thinking, yeah, but you really should be learning this new thing. Like, you have these goals and you're like, this is, if you're going to be reading, should be self-developing. It doesn't feel like a reward, but I'm trying to make myself self-develop from a terrible place, from thinking I should be doing it. Because if you're thinking you should be doing something else, ask yourself why. Because it will always, should thoughts will always come from this, because I lack somewhere. Like, I won't get this goal. I'll never get there. Well, if I start reading these kinds of books, I'm going to get behind over here. That's a lot of times why some of these actions won't feel rewarding, because they'll be backed up with thinking that needs to be cleaned up. So if you're like the kind of person who could see themselves enjoying reading, but when it's time to do it, it feels anything but, it feels gross, it's not because of anything other than you need to investigate what's going on behind it. What am I thinking about it? Is there a judgment about me? Is there something I need to think differently about me? Early bedtimes, a lot of my moms will sit there and act like going to bed. It's like, well, if I go to bed, I won't be spending time with my kids, and I really should be doing this, and I really should be doing that. But for some reason, you don't have all that when you're just sitting there eating, because you're tuning out with food. So if you actually just want to go to bed early, here's what I would do. Learn how to release the guilt around that. Start telling yourself why you deserve it versus why you're so undeserving. Netflix, I would just like to give a shout out to the show Lucifer, all-time best show ever with the sexiest guy in the entire world. If my husband's watching right now, he's like, yes, yes, yes. We finished the whole series. We binged it so fast that literally for 2 days, every night, I would sit there and he'd be like, what do you want to watch? I'm like, nothing. Like, I don't even want to watch anything. I'm just so sick that we're done with it. So just highly recommend. Meditation. A lot of you want to get some woo. A lot of you want to learn how to meditate. Try it. Do it. Chris has been doing some meditation lately because he's been having these problems with sleeping. He's been listening to, was just telling Jenny about this. The binaural beats or whatever it's called. He's been listening to some of that stuff and like doing some meditation and whatnot. Working out can be a reward for some of you if you have the right thinking behind it. Like, I was working out this morning. You know why? Because I know that I just want to spend some time with Corinne this morning. I put on my Peloton app and I listened to Emma take me through a walk run and tell me all the amazing things I'm supposed to be thinking about myself. It's a reward for me. Baths. I know some of us are like skeezball. I'm not a bath girl. Ask anyone. I freak out if there's one hair in water. Like, skeezy. I'm like, I don't know how anybody lays in a tub and relaxes. Music. I put sex down here. Can be a reward if you're doing it the right way. Stretching. There's all kinds of things. The biggest problem is that a lot of us, there are rewards out there for us. We just have this idea that we don't deserve time for ourselves. We don't deserve these things. And then list all the reasons why. And that's why food becomes the only option. That's what blocks us from thinking about any of this stuff. I never feel guilty. Like every night, we queue up Netflix. That has become our big reward. When we're done for the day, we are like, what are we watching? And I don't sit there and think I should be doing anything else anymore because I trained myself to stop thinking that. I trained myself to start thinking, this is Corinne's time. This is downtime. This is when you don't have to think. You do that all day. We don't have to do that no more. I had to start telling myself that so I would break the habit of trying to keep working and keep working and keep working and checking in on Facebook and seeing what's going on with the team all the time. I had to resist all those urges to enjoy myself. A lot of you are going to have to do that. You're going to have to learn how to enjoy yourself because you've not been doing it. And it's a skill, especially in today's day and age, where we have an unprecedented level, these phones, computers and stuff. The world tells us we're supposed to be on all the time. We're supposed to be available all the time now. You have to decide that that's just something that the human race is trying to make a new thing. And it doesn't have to be your new thing. You get to have the life you want. You just have to decide what that is and get the thinking that goes along with it to make it happen.